Introducing everybody to the Two Blind Squirrels, Brad and Faith, podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome everybody to the Two Blind Squirrels.
Why do you have to bang?
I can
things?
Bang during this.
Bang, you're always banging, you're just a banger. So,
yeah.
Oh boy!
They did that. Helen saw this, and they saw this guy rock on.
What are you doing with your sweatshirt?
My arms were cold, so I just put it on my arms. I'd get hot otherwise, and then I can't take it off because my headphones are in the way, and it just doesn't work.
Oh, okay. Well, I completely understand that.
So this works.
I thought that you might have a reason, and you did. You're retarded.
Yeah, you rock on. So she was out in the living room going, rock on, but it hurts my fingers.
So.
She's so sweet and cute.
She is sweet and cute.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have watched SpongeBob with her.
I had told her to get in the shower, and you told her, never mind, sit with me.
I said, just finish the SpongeBob with
me. No, you disregarded my instruction. We don't do that.
You're not the boss of me.
I'm the boss of her.
Yeah, but...
And I'd already given her instruction. And so, and she told you that, which means you should have acknowledged it and said, oh, well, you need to obey. You made her disobey me. It was your fault.
I overruled you.
No, I'm sorry if you want to look at it that way. You were wrong on this one. And I'm not going to argue
wrong.
About it because you know you're wrong.
I'm wrong and I'm a liar. It's what we've learned from this show.
Let it go already. Good grief. I've forgotten about it.
Well, I haven't because I got called a liar.
It was about ice cream.
I'll forget about it when there's an apology issue.
I don't need to issue an apology for something that's
okay.
True.
Well, there you go. I didn't lie!
Quit deflecting anyway. Fess up to the fact that you did.
I didn't!
Not about that. About Helen.
I overruled you.
Brad, you know that's not correct. You know that
I was
not
watching,
the
no,
way we do things.
You want to know the truth? The truth is I was watching SpongeBob. Helen comes in and says something to me, and I had no clue what it was.
Oh, so see, now we get down to the truth.
And
of
I
it.
Said, sit here in my lap and watch SpongeBob with me.
Uh-huh. Well, if you would have just said that, we wouldn't have had this problem. You just embarrassed to admit you didn't hear her?
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
I was watching SpongeBob! I was trying to watch SpongeBob!
Well, if you would have just said that, I would have said, you know what? Daddy didn't hear you. He wasn't paying attention.
But, I mean, after the fact, I thought back, yeah, she did say that. But, I mean, it didn't register because I was watching SpongeBob.
Well, but you didn't admit that she said that to you.
I did tell you that she said that. I didn't say that she didn't say it.
Oh, okay.
That's when you got
right.
mad at me.
You did. You're right. I didn't get mad at you.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get mad at you.
I guess I'm
mad.
A liar again.
I didn't say I was mad. I just, I was a little irritated that you didn't back me up because that's a big deal.
Right. It is
that's
a big
all.
Deal that
I
you
wasn't
back
mad.
Up each other. Okay. So I guess we should start the show now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Think so?
Yeah, let's start the show. So this is all about romantic marriages.
Can we do it with someone else?
Me and Faith focus on romantic marriages.
I did a show with someone else. Good grief.
So if somebody says they don't like Mexican food, right?
They're weird.
Well, yeah, they're weird. Because it's full of nasty stuff. What does that mean?
I don't really know. Full of nasty stuff. What kind of Mexican food are they eating?
Well, you know Swifty.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Swifty and Kidge went out for Mexican food.
Uh-huh.
But they went to Abuelos.
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 Mm-hmm.
And they acted like they'd never had like upscale Mexican food before, which is where we went out before
uh-huh.
at Blue Mesa was upscale Mexican food. Hello.
Yeah, like Mi Cocina.
Later on, they said they only had one listener to their show, too, and he lives in Kansas. I don't count, evidently. I don't have, it's like, pfft, We never had Mexican food before. Never heard of it.
They live in Texas. How do you not have Mexican food?
No, that's not what they said. She said she didn't like Mexican food. But she went. They went to Abuelo's, and it was upscale Mexican food, mm-hmm. fine dining, which was the same thing we had done at Blue Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Why are you upset? You're awful irritable.
I am. I'm upset, buddy, and I'm going to tell you about it.
Good grief.
I have been discounted and disenfranchised.
Okay.
So anyway, she says she doesn't like Mexican food. And then she says, you know, like Taco Bell. Taco Bell's not Mexican food! You understand why I'm irritated now, right?
It's not Mexican food. It's nothing to be irritated about. No, Brad takes Mexican food very personally. You can't diss the Mexican food.
No. It's like, no, if I could have one
been
food.
In such a foul mood.
I know. It irritated me earlier. And then they said I didn't listen to their show. I don't count as a listener, I guess. And then they said something. Oh, then they said she's got Vista on her computer and she hates it because it like takes up all this memory and stuff. Uh-huh. But they can't afford to get 7. And I'm like, well, get Ubuntu. And then they endorsed 7. He's like, this is Kidge, and I endorsed 7. I'm like, you don't even have 7. How could you endorse it? The whole show is irritating. Don't listen to Redshift Podcast. It's irritating.
Oh, now don't do that. That's not nice at all. He didn't mean that. Take it back.
All right, I take it back.
Okay.
The rest of the show was good, but they attacked me.
Just that one.
They attacked me on all these different levels.
Oh, listen, speaking of 7, which reminds me of annoying things, which then takes me back to nice, pleasant things.
Have you played with Helen's computer
Mac.
Since I loaded Ubuntu on it?
I have not.
It is so awesome.
Is it?
It is. It makes me want to almost, no, it doesn't.
You know what's even more awesome?
That made me want to go back.
You know what's even more awesome?
What's more awesome?
My Mac. And I was talking today because, see, my, at school, my new pet project is the yearbook.
Uh-huh.
I'm yearbook coordinator. I haven't done a yearbook since like I was 16 when I helped, you know, in high school. So really don't know anything about making a yearbook.
I know somebody signed down the middle of your yearbook and said they were writing your crack.
I saw that
in your yearbook.
Yeah, you should. I got all kinds of profane things in my yearbooks.
It's like I wouldn't let Helen read your yearbook.
No. Well, I've got them from 6 all the way up. Yeah, 6th grade up.
Of course, it was the 80s.
Yeah, it was in middle school that all the cussing was in there, not in high school.
People, why did we like to cuss so
7th and 8th grade, it was, yeah.
I don't know. It was like we found an adult thing to do.
Yeah. I'm 13.
But I remember even adults cussed, like over-cussed in the 80s.
Did they?
Yeah. I mean,
my parents never, ever.
No. My parents didn't.
Never, ever.
But I remember my parents' friends, like my dad's friends. Uh-huh. We'd go to the sale barn, and I would just be shocked the amount of cussing that was going on. And then we would go one time we went over to his friends, somebody. Oh, we were buying cattle from this guy. And I was just like, it was every other word.
In front of you, too.
Oh, yeah. In front of his son and in front of me.
See, we'd never do that now. We're just.
No, people don't do that now. Uh-oh. It's like.
It's when strange.
Did we grow,
I don't know.
When did we grow those? I mean, it's a good thing.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know
just,
how that
did
happened.
Did we just all collectively as a society realize it was stupid?
I don't know. I mean, not everybody does it, but, you know,
the only people
better.
I hear cussing now are really stupid rednecks, like, around here. Mm-hmm. I hear really stupid, like, seriously, stupid people.
Mm-hmm.
I hear stupid people cussing, and like, rednecks around here. And,
well, the single set in Dallas. But it's more of a sophisticated cussing.
And angry atheists. I hear angry atheists cuss.
Oh, huh.
Like, in, you know, there's...
But I'm talking about the single set. You know when they go out and they're drinking? Cussing?
Well, I know some of them, and I don't cuss that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah, they did in the 90s.
Well, yeah, but like when we went over to the party at Alex's house, they were all single adults. They weren't cussing.
Yeah, but they're normal, mature people, sort of.
Define normal.
Yeah, I'm talking about people like who worked at the mortgage company and stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess. But it wasn't like every other word.
No.
Kind of stuff.
No.
It was only for emphasis.
Okay.
And then it was, yeah, and then the kids were, we were all really bad.
I never did. I never.
I never swore.
I did in school. Ever.
And then we just all collectively said,
but my friends all did.
Yeah.
All my friends did. I mean, it was when we weren't around adults, they were swearing.
Yeah.
Well, and Kelly's parents, I mean, they swore all the time in front of us. Remember? I mean, they still do.
I heard my dad cuss once. He hit his hand with a hammer.
Well, you know, you kind of got to forgive him for that one.
Yep. Yeah. But it was the only time I ever heard him cuss.
My mom slapped me once and said, "Damn you."
Well, he has called people. No, he never said that to me. But I've heard him call people like SOBs. I've heard him say that.
Oh.
I'll don't mess with him. He's a SOB. And usually he says SOB. He actually says SOB when I was growing up. Usually he said, but there's a couple of times when he says he lost. There's no other word for that.
Okay,
person.
So back to my point about the yearbook.
What?
Yeah.
We were talking about a yearbook?
Yes.
Well, I turned it into something interesting, cussing, and now...
Well, this is going to be interesting. Well, okay. I'm telling you that I'm like the spokesperson for Mac, because I'm talking to the lady at Life Touch and Tyler, uh-huh. and she's our rep for the yearbook thing, and I'm uh-huh. talking to her, and I'm asking her about all these new programs, da-da-da-da-da. She says, well, you can go out, and I was asking her about a newsletter template, and she I said, do you have those? She said, no, you can go out on Microsoft and... I said, yeah, I know, but I don't want to do that. I have a Mac. And she goes, oh, you have a Mac. She said, I said, you don't use a Mac for what you do? I mean, that's what they're for.
You're a creative art person.
By
the way, Swifty, why don't you have a Mac?
Yeah, Miss Creative Person. Well, so
she said, I know, I really want one,
but they're so expensive. I just can't validate spending that much money. And I said, oh. And I did my whole speech. I did the whole speech. By the time she's like, really? I said, you will. I promise. I tell you, you won't know why you waited. You will tell everybody you know. You won't understand why you waited so long.
Hello.
Yeah. See, now my sweatshirt's all stuck up in the headphones.
Well, I can't help that.
Okay. See, I had a point.
Yeah.
So I'm like converting people I don't even know.
Cool.
She was very excited. I said, it's Christmas. You can get one for Christmas. She's like, oh, that's a really good idea. She was very excited. So I have another convert. Oh, by the way, John gave me a check for you. Don't let me forget.
John gave you a check for me?
Yes.
For Podcasting for Water? For
yes,
My Life
sir.
Ministries?
It was My Life Ministries, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. He said he was supposed to write it to you, and I don't know.
Yeah, well, My Life Ministries doesn't have an account, so
okay.
It has to be written.
Okay, he wasn't sure. I think he said he did it to you, or he left it blank, or whatever.
We don't have a tax number, so he can't deduct it from his taxes.
Right.
Okay, just checking.
So,
what you
got?
If he wants to give it directly to Podcasting for Water, he can take it off his taxes.
Yeah, so what you got? You got any calls there? You got anything
Dude,
to listen to?
I'm stacked up on calls. Okay. I thought we would do something on romantic marriage.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you said that.
Because it's been a while.
Nice and irritated with each other.
It's been a while since we've done anything. And because we've been so wrapped up in the Podcasting for Water marathon and also in just answering calls and trying to keep up with all of our listeners, which is great. It's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is.
But I thought we would take a little time here and touch base back with sort of our focus.
Well, we could like do a call catch up show tomorrow. How about that?
Do a call catch up show tomorrow for
ketchup.
Saturday?
Catch up show. A little bit of mustard, a little bit of mayo.
Do it for Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we do that?
We don't have anything for Sunday either.
We'll bust a move. I got to recat storage for Sunday.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe we just do two shows tomorrow with the calls to catch up.
Oh, there we go. We could do that, too. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, do you like our planning meeting? You're glad you're part of this?
This is behind the scenes at the Two Blind Squirrels. All right. So, romantic marriage.
Yes.
Now, this is one that, we did the five love languages, and we said we'd be sure that you speak the five love,
yes.
the your partner's love language and all that.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think that this one... You'll have to temper this a little bit. You'll have to see if I'm being fair or not. I'm like not coming through the microphone very well.
What do you mean not being fair?
The microphone's about dead. Because my love language is touch. And the point I want to make, though, is that couples should, I think, make it a point to stay in physical contact with each other.
Uh-huh.
I think we do a good job these days with with texting and with Twitter and emails and phone calls and our cell phones, that I think we stay in touch with each other a lot more maybe than even couples have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the past you couldn't call while you're going down the road and you couldn't, it just wasn't as easy to keep in touch with each other when you weren't right together. But I think I've noticed that a lot of couples don't stay in physical contact with each other as much maybe as they should. I mean, one of the things that I enjoy about our relationship, and this is where I want you to temper me because I know my love language is touch, but I also think that it's important to stay in physical touch with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is if you have the opportunity to hold each other's hand going down the road. Now, you don't, you know, you don't. I understand that you can't hold each other's hand for 2 hours while you're driving in a car or when you're in town. But I'm just saying, if you have the opportunity, why not do that? If you're sitting on the couch, why not sit close enough to touch? You know, why not, you know, why not reach out? And this goes for both partners. You know, both of you do it. If just one of you does it, it gets old for the one who's mm-hmm. doing it. Because it's like it never gets reciprocated. Mm-hmm.
Reciprocated.
And so I think that I think my microphone is completely dead. Am I coming through?
No, it's working. I hear you just fine.
All right. Well, I can't hear me very well. Maybe I need to turn my headphones up. So that's my point for today. What do you think?
I think that's good. I think that's true. I've noticed that when we go somewhere, or even going into church, at church, maybe not. There are some couples, you know, where, you know, church, men tend to put their arms around their wives. Some men do. But you and I, whenever we go anywhere, whenever we're walking anywhere and we don't have our hands full of something.
Yes, we're arm in arm.
We always are arm in arm. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, holding hands. We don't so much hold hands as much anymore as I put my arm in yours because it's more comfortable. But, and it's gotten to be where when Helen's just with you that she links her arm in yours. Yep. It's funny. Yep. But and if we're shopping, you know, if we're just going for a walk, yeah. But I've noticed that a lot of people our age just don't do that. They just are not. I mean, people in their 40s who've been married a while, have kids, they just don't think about it. It's just not. They don't even think about it because they're so used to being together. Mm-hmm. It's just so comfortable that, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, I love you, whatever. I don't have to touch you, you know, and it. But
if you abuse the relationship, I mean, that's really, I mean, that's my point is that you need to stay in physical contact with each other. And that keeps the romance, you know, if you keep things rubbing against each other, they stay warm.
Yes, it's true.
And so I think that that's an important aspect of a romantic marriage, mm-hmm. that you stay in physical contact, whether it's. You know, whether it's holding hands going down the street or putting your arm around each other while you're sitting or just sitting close enough to each other where you're actually touching when you don't have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's key. When you don't really have to. Yep. That's when it matters.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes it's you know, you're...
And the other thing that I would like to talk about a romantic marriage, the yes. other point that I'd like to make since that went so quickly, is freedom.
Okay.
There's something special about having a romantic marriage and having freedom within that marriage. Freedom to go with your friends to go do something you like to do. Mm-hmm. And when your wife or your husband doesn't particularly care for it and there being no guilt attached to it.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is huge because neither one of us had that. And we have friends who don't have it and complain about it. And, I don't know.
I have a lot of friends who complain about it.
Well, I don't know because, you know, I'll have to, you know, and there's, you still want to stay in contact with each other. You want to get, I don't say permission, but you want to kind of be on the same page. Mm-hmm. And if you've gone 3 times to hang out with your friends and she hasn't had the opportunity to get away, hello, let's, you mm-hmm. know, let's reciprocate here. And, but there's, and then we also have couples where, for instance, the wife doesn't want to go out with her friends or doesn't have any friends that she really wants to go out with, mm-hmm. but the husband does. Mm-hmm. He wants to go hunting or fishing or whatever. So he goes. He doesn't mind if she goes, mm-hmm. but she doesn't really want to go.
But she doesn't really want to go.
So then all of a sudden it's like, well, you're always going, yeah. you know, and then it becomes this resentful thing in the marriage.
Right. When it's not his fault that she doesn't go. Right. She really has no reason to be upset.
And I think it's healthy for a marriage for there to be some time apart, some mm-hmm. freedom time.
We appreciate each other.
Yeah,
more.
Some, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, so some time to yourself even, or some time with your guy friends and that kind of thing. Now, that can be abused, and I'm not talking about giving any kind of free license or, you know, anything like that. I'm just saying that there needs to be freedom in a marriage. For you both to have your things that you do mm-hmm. without guilt and that you enjoy and that kind of thing. I mean, yeah. I know I don't have – if I want to go to a movie with John or something that I know Faith's not going to see, I can do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wanted to see Zombieland here recently, and I knew I could go see it if I wanted to. I was free to go see it. I just ended up not going because it was never a good time to go, and I wasn't going to, I mean, it wasn't important enough to me to really
try hard enough
to take away. I mean, it was just a matter of fact that I was always happier where I was than taking time to go see.
Well, that's the thing with
that
us.
Silly movie.
Yeah, we'd prefer to be together. But I do, you know.
But we do take time apart.
But we do. I mean, you had breakfast with Jerry, but you know, and you always have lunch with Todd or Jonathan or John and Sam. You take that time to do things with those friends, go to ball games and do stuff like that.
Go to mission
trips. Watch football field, go on mission trips. I think that's important for you. And I think if you don't get that time to go to lunch on Fridays, I mean I would love it if you would stay and have lunch with me.
Sometimes I do.
But I know that it's really important for you to go have that male time, that friend time where you can sit with the guys and talk. I know that's really, and that's why I don't ever push it unless I, you know, I'll ask what you're doing. Can I make you lunch? but I understand it. And so I'm not, it doesn't hurt my feelings. And I'm perfectly, perfectly fine to eat lunch for myself. I have no issue with that.
And you have your shopping trips.
Right. And April and I go, and Christy and I go, and I go have lunch. You know, I would have breakfast with Michelle. And I get to do things with people. Mm-hmm. So it's
I heard this last night about the friendship. It was a hard show to watch. It was House last night, and they broke up a friendship. And it was hard to watch
because
you kind of hit close to home on a few things they said. But one of the things they said was, when you have a friend, you issue the trust without merit.
Yeah.
I mean, you issue a little bit of, not you don't trust somebody who's, you know, and you don't trust somebody you just met, right? Not a lot.
Of course not.
But you do always issue them a little more trust than they've merited.
Yeah.
Even when you first meet somebody, when you go to shake their hand, how do you know they're not going to rob you? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you issue just a little trust that they haven't merited. And once they have proven you right, or what did he say? It was so good the way he put it. But once they've then made good on that trust,
right,
then it feels good to you. There's this bond. And the more, and that's why somebody once said that if you want to make a lot of friends, ask them for little favors. Because when somebody does something for you, they're invested in you. Mm-hmm. And when you do something for somebody else, then you're invested in them. And so that's in giving that little merit of trust. Is so in a marriage, if you have time apart, that's time you're giving each other of trust. Mm-hmm. Of you're not going to bad talk me to your friends, and you're going to be home when you say you're going to be home, and you're not going to break us and spend money or wreck something or whatever your fears are. You're trusting them in that time apart, and you're trusting that they're going to respect that time apart when you come back and be grateful for that time or whatever. And so when those things are rewarded, then that even draws you even closer together. But like I said, it can be abused.
Right. Right. You have to be careful.
I'm not talking about abuse situations. I'm talking about
normal.
Talking about, this show is really directed at more just keeping your marriage romantic. And it's not, if you've got serious issues, then, call us on the side and we'll minister. But, all right. Well, anyway. That's about all I got.
Okay. Well, that was good. I think that's enough.
We
can work on it this weekend.
Oh, yes. And they were very I got some feedback that they were – a few people were very excited about Makeup Whoopi from yesterday. That's not part of the romantic marriage, people. That was just a freebie.
Don't have a fight just for makeup.
Whoopi. No, I didn't know That's what we said. Hoochie coochie. All right. Well, that's it for today.
That's it.
I'm sorry if you're very disappointed. If you're waiting for me to play your call, I'm sorry.
That'll be tomorrow and the next day.
Saturday and Sunday, we'll make up all those calls.
All calls all the time.
The next weekend, we'll have Carrie's writing more stories. My brother's writing more stories. So we'll have some of those. I think he wrote funny ones. So I haven't read them yet. So
we don't know if they're really funny.
I don't know if they're funny or
okay.
not. Just kidding. I'm sure they are. And we've got cat storage coming up.
That's funny.
Yes. And we got another Laughing Times of Buford Irby coming up. And also pickles is in the works. So,
wow.
Lots of audio drama coming
your way.
And
only a few weeks away is Thanksgiving and my birthday.
Faith's birthday. Can I tell you she's a little picky.
I'm not picky.
She's not high maintenance. She's not high maintenance at all, because the things she asks for and the things she wants to do are not high maintenance. It's not a problem. It's just that she wants her birthday a certain way. And by golly, last year I did such a good job, because I planned her birthday and I planned a surprise for her, and people were there. She didn't know we were going to be there, and it was really fun for her. And I got her a gift, and you know, it was this kind of surprise. And that normally doesn't happen, because way before I get anywhere close to planning it, she lays it out. Okay, at 10:30. Okay, next week is my birthday. I know you haven't mentioned it, so I'm just mentioning in case you forget. So next week is my birthday, and I don't want to celebrate it on my birthday, because that's a Tuesday. I want it on Saturday. I want to be at your parents. I want to go out for a good meal, and then we can go to your parents, and then they can get me this and this, and then we can have this for lunch, and I want this for dessert, and then we can leave at this time so that I can be home to do this.
I didn't give you a list of what your parents did.
I'm exaggerating.
Good grief.
But it is. But the only reason you're laughing is because you know it's a little true.
Well, it is a little true. But listen. Women, girls, listen to me. Mm-hmm. You can't walk around feeling bad because your husband didn't do your birthday the way you wanted it. Because if you don't tell him the way you want it, it's not going to be the way you want it.
But some women...
Men can't read your minds.
But some women would you know what? Before we got married, I asked you a very important question.
Yes.
Do you remember this question?
Yes.
I said, would you rather get something that wasn't exactly what you would have bought for yourself, mm-hmm. but something that I picked out for you without consulting you? I was talking about a ring or a piece of jewelry. Or would you rather go with me and pick it out and it not be a surprise?
What did I say at the time?
You said you'd rather go pick it out.
Okay, good. Because that sounds like me.
And you're still that way.
The other
way.
One didn't sound like me.
You're still that way. Now, I know your taste well enough that I can pretty much do pretty good.
You always do very well.
On jewelry and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But for the most part, you know, there's no surprising her with a new car. She better go pick it out.
I already have. You know what to get now.
Yeah. She wants to go and she wants to pick it out. You know what? I'm a little the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, but you don't want to know that they're going to buy it. And
right.
I don't want to know all that. Unless I'm going with you. But right. Yeah, I mean, you tell me I want this and then I get to get it. You go, yeah, you got what I wanted.
Yeah. And and she's done a pretty good job too, buying power tools and stuff and getting consultings. But sometimes I want for this Christmas, I told her I want this Scotty vest jacket thingy, this one.
Get anything else.
This color,
this
what.
Is what I want.
And so, there
you yes, go. But for birthday, it's very important. I don't, in your family, everybody wants chocolate cake.
Yes.
I don't want chocolate cake.
In fact,
I don't even really like chocolate cake that much.
When I told Dad, he's like, that's fine. Can we have chocolate cake too? I said, sure.
He can make chocolate cake.
So you're getting your ice cream cake and we're having chocolate cake.
Helena will eat ice cream cake with me. It's good. Just give me a little one. I'm good.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yep.
But that's what they do. So if I'm not specific, I end up with chocolate cake because that's what everybody else. I don't want chocolate cake. I want ice cream cake. Now, not that I'm not grateful that you made cake. I mean, that's great and everything. And I'm not going to complain about it.
No, she's very good.
But, you know, in your family.
And last year it was a complete surprise.
And yeah, it was wonderful. I was amazed. In your family, always everybody gets together. When it's mm-hmm. your birthday, you would get together at your mom and dad's house. Mm-hmm. They make lunch. We have cake. We open presents. It's a big deal.
Tell stories.
And then you tell stories about when you were a little kid. It's a tradition.
You're supposed to tell stories about the person whose birthday it is, but somehow the stories always revolve around me.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that happens.
It always ends up being about Brad. No wonder Carrie has a complex.
He doesn't have a complex.
He thinks that everything revolves around you.
But it does. That's not a complex. That's a very accurate portrayal of reality.
Carrie sits at the table. He's like, what would you talk about my birthday?
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
Anyway.
It's funny. Poor Jerry.
I don't know when Jen's birthday is. When is Jen's
January.
Birthday?
Okay. It's in January.
I got to miss. I got to get that one into my head. I know everybody else is in my immediate family except hers.
So that's the tradition. So, you know, I have to, you know, and everybody gets to pick the, what meal they get. Like, you know, Carrie wanted the noodle casserole thing, and you know, you like steaks
you get to
grilled
pick what
out.
You get to pick what you
and
want.
And your dad makes whatever you want. So I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I want bratwurst. I want you to grill brats. That's what I want.
We're having hamburgers. We're having ice cream. Or he's having hamburgers. He doesn't want a brats.
Whatever.
Because he's afraid to get stuck in his throat again.
Yeah, because that was not good. Please don't do that.
No. So, all right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us. And the last part of the show is for free.
Sorry.
We won't charge you for the last 10 minutes.
You don't even have to listen to it.
Yeah. That's a freebie there.
Yeah. That and Hoochie Coochie.
Yeah, you can take Hoochie Coochie for free.
Yeah.
You don't want to pay for Hoochie Coochie.
No, because that's not good. That's prostitution.
Well, now you know why you gotta go there. Hoochie Coochie's just cuddling.
I'm just saying, if you're paying for it, it's not Hoochie Coochie anymore.
Well, Hoochie Coochie is cuddling. It's like noodling. It's like necking. It's
canoodling.
Not, yeah, it's innocent. Hoochie Coochie is innocent.
It is.
Yes, that's why I said
So is Hoochie Coochie. I was talking about
Whoopi,
it if you're married.
Whoopi is not. Whoopi is not.
We are not on the newlywed game.
Well, I know what we said that earlier. I just want to make sure that. Got that straight. What I mean by hoochie coochie is like love. It's like, you know, cuddling, loving.
Loving.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So when I say make up hoochie coochie, Dave, I wasn't referring to Whoopi.
He can't help it. It's where he goes. It's all right.
And I'm sure we got several hate mail calls about the call girl comment. Well, that was just an accident. I fell into it. I mean, I went ahead and followed it. I realized halfway through saying it.
He didn't fall into it. He chose to fall into it.
I know. Yeah,
it was funny.
It was funny. Yeah, I'm looking forward to those phone calls.
Yeah.
Not.
Did you just say not?
Not.
Oh, my goodness.
We're in the 80s again.
We are. Don't start cussing. It's time to go.
Is it?
Yeah. No gratuitous sex scenes or cussing for no reason.
Not in this show. No gratuitous sex or cussing in this show.
We are family friendly.
Family oriented show here. Not really.
No. You need to do the outro
music. We've got a PG
rating. Focus. How many fuzzy bunnies are we doing?
I am focused.
How many fuzzy bunnies we got?
We're a two fuzzy bunny show.
Okay. Okay. Jen's going to let us know about
that. One fuzzy bunny show would never mention sex.
Oh, okay.
And we can't have a romantic marriage show without mentioning sex.
Oh, we have to at least mention it.
Yes. We're all adults here, right? Yeah. I hope.
Well, sort of.
Dave.
Okay.
Dave. That's me. Dave. He's got Brad McFadden. Ugh. And I got... Dave. Dave.
Oh, this is never going to end.
Dave.
Stop the madness.
I can't.
Why?
Because I'm in a circle now. I got to wait till I come back around.
Climb out of the vortex.
I got to wait till it swings back around. I'm just waiting for it to come around.
Climb out.
All right. Fine. Jeez.
Are we going to end? It's going to have silence.
I thought it was over. I thought the show was over. You said the show was over.
It is.
Okay.
But you didn't do the outro music.
Oh. Well, you didn't say Vals con Dios.
Vals con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.